Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has yet to speak publicly since his defeat in last night's runoff election. The incumbent far-right populist lost to leftist and former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. It was a big defeat for Bolsonaro, whose movement will live on despite his personal political loss, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The chanting and partying continued in many neighborhoods in Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, long after election officials called it for Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
I'm very happy.
39-year-old Claudia Miranda says she is elated, relieved, so many emotions.
I really hate Bolsonaro, so I'm hope for happy days or bad days.
Not far from this ecstatic bar scene, 69-year-old Bolsonaro voter Dona Mara was feeling dread. She was standing outside a quiet pizza place.
Não é ladrão, né? Não é corrupto.
She says she trusts Bolsonaro, who isn't a thief or corrupt, taking a shot at Da Silva, and says she's worried about placing the improving economy in the president-elect's hands. After a bruising and dirty campaign waged by these two men with very different political persuasions, Brazil is deeply divided. Da Silva won by a little more than 2 million votes, less than 2 percentage points. Last night, speaking to supporters, he immediately acknowledged the great divide and pledged to be president for all.
Seremos capazes de construir país de todos.
We are capable of building a country for everyone, a Brazil with peace, democracy, and opportunity for all, he said. That's going to be a tall order. Da Silva is a skilled, seasoned politician. This will be his third time as president, and he wrangled together a broad coalition, including lawmakers and activists, to beat Bolsonaro. But Sao Paulo-based political scientist Guilherme Casarroyas says Bolsonaro is not going away. He has the backing of 58 million people who voted for him.
If Bolsonaro can mobilize this massive amount of votes, he will be able to serve as the opposition to the Lula administration, not only in Congress, but also in the streets and in social media.
Bolsonaro's party did well in Congress and won many governor's races, making it now the leading political opposition force in the country. That will complicate many of Da Silva's promises, including his pledge of zero tolerance for deforestation in the Amazon. Oliver Stunkel, an international relations expert in Sao Paulo, agrees that Bolsonaro's base isn't going away.
Brazilian democracy has stepped back from the cliff, but it still faces a profound threat from destructive polarization, which will make it very difficult for Lula to govern in the coming years.
On a street in this well-to-do Sao Paulo neighborhood, a popcorn vendor is doing brisk business.
She vive em bolhas hoje, né? Se eu não concordo com o seu posicionamento político, religioso, eu não convivo com você.
Voter Cecilia Correa says everyone is in informational bubbles these days and don't communicate with those who don't agree with them. She lives that at home. She voted for Da Silva. Her husband, Henrique Garcia, voted for Bolsonaro.
Vivemos democraticamente. Eu respeito, ela me respeita.
But he says they live democratically and respectfully together. Many hope Brazil can do the same. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Sao Paulo.